Then, in sutra teachings, Buddha says, so we've covered this already, in this impure life of samsara, no one experiences real happiness. The actions they perform will always be the causes of suffering. So we understand no one experiences real happiness. So we get confused between worldly pleasure, worldly enjoyments, and real happiness. So our idea of happiness normally is worldly enjoyments. Something nice to eat, somebody nice to be with, engaging in some enjoyable activity, that's our idea of happiness. And Buddha tells us, be careful. It's not real happiness. And Buddha encourages us, keep doing it and see what happens. So if you keep doing that thing, eating fresh pasta, let's just say, and cooked fresh pasta, and you think that's delicious, would you like some more? Yes, please. Delicious. Would you like some more? Okay. This is wonderful, thank you. Would you like some more? Go on, have a bit more. Okay. Well, we all know what happens. We've done that experiment millions of times. And it's the same with every other enjoyable activity. They turn into pain. They turn into pain. A cause of happiness cannot be a cause of suffering. So whatever those activities are giving us, it's not real happiness. Very helpful. This explanation and the story that's coming, everybody needs to understand. You know, the interesting thing about Buddha Dharma is that we do understand these things already. We just need somebody to appear in our life to tell us that what we're thinking deep down is actually correct. We can't find real happiness anywhere with a deluded mind. That's true. So instead of thinking we're a failure, we haven't found a happy life, it isn't there to be found. And anybody who thinks it is can just keep living a little longer and it'll change. So what's the alternative? Aim for real happiness. Don't be deceived. So it doesn't mean we don't engage in activities that bring worldly enjoyment. We just understand it's not real happiness. So we're expecting nothing. We're expecting nothing from it. This is wonderful, so liberating. So what does Geshe-la say? As explained before, the happiness that we normally experience through having good conditions, a good reputation, a good position, a good job, good relationships, seeing attractive forms, hearing good news, or beautiful music, eating, drinking, and sex, is not real happiness. So what is it then? What is it? It's a reduction of a previous suffering. So if you're hungry and you eat, it feels good. But it's just a reduction of the previous pain of hunger. If you've been alone for a long time, an attractive partner appears, feels wonderful. It's not real happiness, it's a reduction of the pain of loneliness. This is so helpful, so kind of Buddha to explain this to us. There is a different level of happiness altogether, because all we're doing is moving up and down in levels of suffering. Less suffering, more suffering. Less suffering, more suffering. None of it is real happiness. So, Geshe-la says, None of these is real happiness but changing suffering, a reduction in our previous suffering. Out of ignorance, however, we believe only these things bring happiness. So we believe our happiness comes from having sex, our happiness comes from eating good food, our happiness comes from listening to music, our happiness comes from walking in the mountains, our happiness comes, etc., etc., etc. It's changing suffering. But we strongly believe that only these things bring happiness. So what is wrong with that mind? It's a tragedy, actually. We never wish for real happiness. So for as long as we believe these experiences of worldly enjoyment are real happiness, bodhicitta can't arise. We will never be on the path to real happiness, because we think if we just tinker with our circumstances enough, real happiness is going to come. Just look at your life. It's mostly halfway through already, maybe more, because we don't know when we leave this world. Have we found it yet? Have we got the combination right of the activities and the people to feel happy all the time? Impossible. So Geshe-la says, we believe only these things bring happiness. So here's the tragedy. Because of that belief, it blocks us, because we never wish for real happiness. You know, it's almost like as though when everything's going wrong, that's almost better. Because then you think, where can real happiness be found? We never wish to attain real happiness, the pure and everlasting happiness of liberation and enlightenment, even for our own benefit. So how can we possibly develop the supreme intention possible for our mind? Because we're not even wishing for pure happiness for ourselves, let alone for others. So here's the, maybe that's, for those of you familiar, you understand, but it needs to touch our heart. So here's the story of the thief in Milarepa's cave. So maybe this is the only thing you'll remember for the contemplation, because it's easy to remember. We are always searching for happiness in this impure life of samsara. So that means life poisoned or contaminated by the delusions of anger, attachment, ignorance. So we are always searching for happiness in this impure life of samsara. That's what we're mainly doing. We are like the thief who searched for gold in Milarepa's empty cave. So you have to imagine, Milarepa, empty cave, a thief comes in, looking in the dark. The great yogi Milarepa heard a thief rummaging around in his cave one night. And he called out to him, so this is Milarepa's kindness, to the thief. Milarepa said, "Hey, how do you expect to find anything valuable here at night when I cannot find anything valuable in here during the day?" So you need to think about it. Who's Milarepa? Who's the thief? What's the cave? What's the valuable things we're looking for? So we're the thief. We are looking for something that doesn't exist. Milarepa is like our spiritual guide, like living Buddha appearing, saying, hey, do you know why you can't find it? It isn't there. It isn't there. You cannot find real happiness with a mind poisoned by anger, attachment, and ignorance. It isn't there. So our spiritual guide is saving us so much time. Like Milarepa was saying, go somewhere else where there is some gold. There isn't any here. So our spiritual guide saying, there is real happiness, but not for as long as you believe worldly enjoyments are real happiness. Find real happiness where it can be found. Attain a mind free from delusions, liberation and enlightenment.